You're listening to SBS News. A father brings his two sons to hospital, their bodies badly burned. Mohammed Darsa says his house was destroyed by a rocket fired by Tigrayan rebels.
My kids over here were inside the house when the mortar was fired. They were wounded and burned their faces.
Fighting has renewed in Afar, to the east of Tigray, since the end of January, when the Tigray People's Liberation Front announced an offensive to target local militias. The father's story is one of several unverified reports of casualties in Afar, which local and national governments have blamed on the TPLF. Valerie Browning is an Australian nurse who has lived in Afar for more than 30 years. She says volunteers at her organisation, the Afar Pastoralist Development Association, have risked their lives to help those injured in the fighting.
We have lost somebody dead. Kadir was his name. I've got one person missing. Dead or alive, we don't know. We still can't find him. Against the Afar, they're using tank warfare, artillery warfare, the whole bit. And Afar are there with their Kalashnikovs.
The road from Afar is the only major entrance by land into Tigray, but the fighting means aid agencies can't use it. Across the border in Tigray's capital, doctors told SBS News they have been running short of food and medical supplies for months. Dr. Kibrom Desta is Chief Clinical Director at Mekele Hospital.
Once they are admitted to the hospital, because we provide only once, meal only once a day, they develop malnutrition. So in the hospital, instead of having out of malnutrition, so their condition becomes exacerbated and a lot of them have died.
A spokesperson for the Ethiopian government did not respond to a request from SBS News for an interview. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed told the parliament this week that he is trying to secure peace among Ethiopia's ethnic and political groups, announcing the formation of an 11-member National Dialogue Commission. But one researcher in Australia, Deakin University's Dr. Fisaha Tesfaye, says international pressure is urgently needed.
I don't think the government is willing to let aid go into the area. So aid must enter into the area in whatever way is possible to save lives of millions of people in Tigray.
A call for peace in a country still at war with itself.